Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning, and today my guest is Imogen Ragone, who is an Alexander Technique teacher and website designer in Wilmington, Delaware. And our topic today is going to be the Alexander Technique and how it can help with stress. Imogen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert. I'm very glad to be here.
Well, it's good talking to you again. Could you begin by giving our listeners a brief description of the Alexander Technique?
Sure. So the way I have been talking about it recently is that the Alexander Technique is a mind-body method that helps us to transform stress and tension into ease, confidence, and poise. So you learn. Okay, shall I leave it at that?
Yeah, no, that's a good good description. And I think it would be helpful if you gave some sort of definition of the word stress.
Yes, good, because it can mean a few different things. I actually looked up the dictionary definitions earlier, and I found three that I thought were particularly pertinent to the way we'll be talking about stress today. Mm-hmm. So the first of those definitions is that stress is the physical pressure, pull, or other force exerted on one thing by another. Mm-hmm. Strain. In other words, strain.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Right. Yep.
And then the second definition, which I liked, which is from physiology, is that stress is a specific response by the body to a stimulus as fear or pain that disturbs or interferes with the normal physiological equilibrium of an organism.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the third one, which I like very much too, which I think really speaks to how we informally talk about stress when we're saying we're stressed, but that stress is physical, mental, or emotional strain or tension.
Mm-hmm. And tension usually implies, I assume, it's a short for muscular tension. I mean, I don't know what other kind of tension there could be.
That's what I assume. Right. So we'll go with that.
Yeah. And, of course, classically, the Alexander Technique is known for things like helping people let go of harmful physical tension that gets in their way as performers, you know, like actors or dancers or musicians. And the other main thing that it's known for is helping people with who are in pain, often back pain, neck pain, that sort of thing. And often that pain is caused by excess muscle tension.
Right.
And so there is a tie-in there, isn't there?
There is a tie-in, and I think that stress is the underlying factor behind all those things. So if you're feeling stressed, in quotes, mm-hmm. You know that because of the physical experience you're having. You mm-hmm. feel tighter, or you feel your heart beating, or you're shaking, or you're mm-hmm. There's some sort of agitation in your physical being, right? That tells you that you are stressed, which I'm guessing is fundamentally some type of fear response, right?
Right.
And so all those things that you mentioned, so if Alexander Technique helps performance, one of the ways it helps performers is to help them deal with nerves, right?
Yeah, things like stage fright, for example, would be a classic.
And that, to me, is an expression of being stressed about performing. So that's one example. But if someone has back pain, which is something that Alexander Technique is well known for being helpful for, right?
Right, yep.
It's an example of physical stress on the body. And it could also be, as we know, in the Alexander Technique, we talk about not just even mind-body connection, but mind-body unity. So stress in the body is also stress in the mind. Stress in the mind is also stress in the body.
Right,
So we can't separate our thinking and our emotions from our physical experience, or vice versa.
right. And yet, I don't think that the Alexander technique is generally known for helping people cope with stress.
Right, I think it's if people know about it at all, they may not even connect it with helping with release tension, but that would be a more common thing.
Right.
I think it's probably more associated, like you said, with the performance or posture, those sorts of things. But our posture, if we're going to use that in that term, is an expression of how stressed or unstressed we feel, right?
Yeah,
Or
right.
in any moment.
Exactly.
You can see, anyone can look at someone else and will mostly know if that person is feeling stressed or not in some way. And we know it because there's changes in their posture and their expressions and their,
Yep, exactly. So, in your own case, some stress appeared from a, I guess you could say, an outside source about 3 or 4 years ago that's been a bit ongoing. And I know that you've talked about how the technique has helped you with that, or you've written about that. And I think we're going to talk today about that external stress, if you like, and how the how you were able to use Alexander principles to alleviate that to a certain extent, and to make better decisions and move forward in a better way than you might have if you didn't have those Alexander tools available.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I first really started thinking about Alexander Technique in terms of stress and it helping relieve stress because I was really focusing a lot of my work on working with women professionals, women in business, and was thinking about the stress that can be faced, in the office at work, presenting yourself at your computer, hunching down, those sorts of things. But what happened with me, it really started almost exactly 3.5 years ago, summer of 2015. Is I'm from England, as you may be able to tell from my accent.
Really?
But I live in the US, and I went for our kind of annual summer visit home to see my parents and visit friends, and actually to also go to Limerick to the Alexander Technique International Congress that was happening that year. But
Right.
when we to my parents' house, it became very clear that my mum was having significant memory issues and that she had been in denial about this and hadn't been to see a doctor or anything. And so I had to step in and basically take her to the doctor because she wasn't going to go on her own and she couldn't get any help without a diagnosis.
Right.
So that was obviously stressful for me to deal with. And it's, I think one of the reasons this situation is well, there's many reasons having to step in and look after your parent is stressful, but one is the kind of you're having to take on a different role with them in some ways more of a parenting role.
Right.
It's like of a reversal. But I think just return to the stress and the Alexander technique and how it helped me in that situation is one, I had tools to not sort of let my, so this was an external stressor, you could say. The situation was stressful, but it wasn't just external. It was the way I thinking about it, and you
Right,
know, can
right.
let your mind completely run away with you, and you're in all the worst scenarios, and oh my God, it's da 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 da
Yeah.
da. And so one of the ways Alexander technique was really helpful is because it helps you be an observer of your own patterns of behavior, movement, and thought. So I can really be able to kind of step back and notice when I was doing that, when I was sure, of course I would be thinking and worrying, but then I would have a moment to be able to kind of see that as an outside observer rather than be in it, and that in itself helps reduce the stress that you're experiencing somehow, because there's a little bit of removal.
Yeah, it gives you a distance from the immediacy of everything, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think another way it's really helpful, so that was the beginning of what was happening with my mom, and my dad was very frail. He's since then, he died earlier this year in April, and my mum had to move into a nursing home. In the meantime, I had many visits and phone calls, and my mother, I think I told you this before, she would go wandering and
Yep.
didn't know where to get the police out, and then I'd be on the phone to England. And so you can imagine, I had to use these skills many times
Right.
to kind of, I wouldn't say I was not stressed through those experiences, but it lowered my stress responses. I wasn't like overwhelmed by the stress of it.
Right,
I
and
mean, I
I think we should add that you are and were the primary family member looking after them.
yes,
There were other,
I'm an only child, so I had
yeah,
to
right.
organize, you know, if they had caregivers going, professional caregivers going in a little bit at first, more and more, multiple times a day toward the end, until, you know, now my mum is in a care home, which actually is, in lots of ways, a big relief. Although that was one of the hardest days of my whole life, the day we actually moved her in there. So the other thing I wanted to say is when we are in a situation like that, but also in a business situation, we are picking up, other people are picking up our nonverbal signals. And with people with dementia, they may not cognitively know what's going on, but they are very sensitive to nonverbal communication. So if you're agitated or angry, or they pick it up
Yes, absolutely. I've seen that
really,
myself,
really
yeah.
quickly. I've heard this from the Alzheimer's Society. You know, it's kind of a known thing.
Right.
And so it's invaluable to be able to calm yourself. When you're dealing with someone with dementia, because there's many things you can get frustrated about.
I saw some of that. I don't think quite the same level as your experience, but my wife's parents moved here number of years ago, and we looked after them for a number of years, and things sort of deteriorated over time. And it could be pretty stressful, even though it wasn't the huge distance factor that you were dealing with.
Well, I think in some ways the distance sometimes helped me not be completely in it, except when I was completely in
Right. And there were
it.
two of us. I mean, I was able to help some as well. But it wasn't an easy time, that's for sure.
It's not an easy time. So
Right.
having tools that the Alexander technique brings of being able to sort of internally pause and shift the way you're thinking and paying attention that calms your nervous system in the moment is just priceless. I don't know. It just seems like it's such a huge benefit to me, so valuable to me. Another thing that I would do as a sort of self-care practice, and that's another way I think of Alexander technique, it's as a self-care practice, a way of taking care of yourself in the moment. But there's also a procedure called constructive rest, or it's sometimes called active rest or semi-supine, which is a way of lying down in a way that helps you release tension. And I mean, I do it every day. It's one of the things I do for myself every day. But doing that every day when I'd be on these caregiving visits back home to England in the house with my parents, that was really helpful too, to kind of have that time out in that way.
And just so for our listeners who may not be familiar with constructive rest, it isn't just a case of taking a nap or lying down. It
Which could be
is, which
helpful
could be
too.
helpful too, but this is a very specific method of releasing that kind of background tension in your body. And it can be used really by anybody. And I think I'll put a link to a page that is all about that for our listeners.
Yeah, because that's a very practical, if you've had no Alexander lessons, you're feeling stressed, it's a very practical and simple
Yes.
thing that you can do for yourself.
Yes,
So,
it's definitely for anybody who wants to explore it. So, is there anything else that you would like to say about the Alexander technique and stress?
Well, I guess just that stress has, there's various different types of stress, and very recently, I've been experiencing stress because I've been waiting and waiting and waiting to hear about. Basically, I've been selling my parents' family home for my mother in England, and I've been waiting for the contracts with the people who made an offer on the house to be legally signed and in place for me to then start doing the things that I need to do to dismantle that home, which includes getting over there. And I thought this would be, they made the offer in early August. I thought this would be, I'd been and done and all done with by the end of October at the latest.
Well, for Americans listening to this, I think you would have no idea how convoluted the British real estate transfer system is.
My estate agent, as they're
Yes.
called in the UK, has been really, really great, but it's a different system, and there's more details and bureaucracies and things that need to be attended to. Plus, there was the buyer's lawyer left, and there's little things, one thing after the other accumulating. But
Right.
there's a stress around waiting and uncertainty, like when is this going to happen, and da 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 da. Da. That it was, again, these Alexander technique skills have been super helpful to me. But then once I finally got the word, it's all done, then I'm kind of in action mode. I've got to arrange all of this and this and this. And then that's a different type of stress, but it still has similar physiological components that it's helpful for me to come back, to stop, to pause, to shift how I'm attending to myself. And it also helps you think more clearly when you do that. And when you're in these kind of, I guess, more high stakes situation, whether that's caring for someone, whether that's making legal decisions, making, arrangements, or in a business context, being able to think more clearly and in a more reasoned way is extremely beneficial.
Right. And would you agree that for someone that does find themselves in that sort of situation, it doesn't necessarily have to be parent care, but something unexpected and stressful, some Alexander lessons could go a long way to helping you get through that.
Absolutely. I would highly, highly recommend you do that, because you'll just learn skills to be able to just calm your nervous system in any moment. And even if you forget and get really, you might not realize you've got really stressed, till you're a few hours or a few days in, but then you still got a way to come back to yourself and release some tension. It's never too late, and there's always a new moment.
Right. And it's a set of skills that once you have, you can use whenever you want in whatever situation you want.
Exactly. So. And another point I actually would like, maybe this is good to finish up with, is that when you learn and practice these skills of releasing the tension that's in your body, over time, your baseline of tension changes. And so I was very lucky that going into these very stressful situations this year, I've had many years of practicing the Alexander technique. So even when I was not thinking about it, I was in a different place from what I would have been in had I not had those years of practicing.
Right, absolutely.
So there's two things. You can help yourself in the moment, but it also, if you've practiced in the past, you've already changed and you're not as stressed or tense as you would have been.
Well, I think that's a great place to come to a close. My guest today has been Imogen Ragone, an Alexander Technique teacher and website designer in Wilmington, Delaware, USA. If any of this intrigues you, and you live in the Wilmington area, contact Imogen through her website, which will be outpost by the interview. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Robert.